You're listening to the audio production of The Cost, My Life on a Terrorist Hit List by Ali Husnain and Jake Chester, published by Zondervan and read by Akbar Shah. To protect their privacy, the names of most people in this book have been changed. Dialogue has been recreated from my best memories, and the statements and actions of any people in this book are not to be construed as the statements and actions of people who bear the same names. Prologue. It was never supposed to end like this. I had just turned 17, and nothing could have prepared me for how dangerous my life had become. 3 months had passed since the air had filled with angry shouts of Kafir, Infidel, and an army of hands of those I thought were my friends had forced me to the dusty ground, pinning me tight. 3 months since I watched the black-robed mullah march up to me, a knife as long as my hand catching the late afternoon sun. 3 months since I felt the blade pierce my skin and drive deep between my ribs. 3 months. And still it hurt when I tried to use my left arm. Externally, the only evidence of the stabbing was a thick scar as wide as my thumb. But the deep pain inside my chest was as fierce as ever. Still, it was nothing compared with the fear. Being scarred was nothing compared with being scared. My stomach remained permanently twisted, my breath constantly short, my muscles ready to send me running for cover at a moment's notice. In the weeks following that initial attack, as events unfolded and my life sank deeper and deeper into this suffocating quicksand I was in, the fear had only gotten worse. My appetite had decreased, what little sleep I'd been able to get before had all but vanished, and the ability to find within me a moment of stillness and calm had deserted me. All I'd been able to feel, all I'd been able to taste, all I'd been able to know, was fear. In 3 months, I had gone from being a confident young man who was starting to put his plan for his life into play to this. A wounded boy who was afraid of the dark and desperate for his mother to come and take care of him. It wasn't a change in fortune that I'd been expecting. Anyone who knew me before the assault would have been shocked to see me in such a terrible state. In Pakistan, you can tell a lot about a person from their name. Family names carry great significance and are an instant way of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?